Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's the voice of DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here. We got a special guest today representing the West Coast, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all
remember him, he used to run with CTGs. He put out a lot of good street music, still doing his thing. He's an entrepreneur now, doing multiple positive things. Give it up for 211.
Boy, 211. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Hard ass intro right there.
I'm trying to get better at it.
Every time I walk in the room. Yeah, I'm from Atlanta too.
Yeah. You spent some time here.
I was honorary member.
Raised out here.
Okay.
Rap career.
How old you was when you came out here?
Shit, I was probably like 21. You know what I'm saying? And I thought money was I thought money was regular money. I thought my little $50,000 was something. Shit, nigga, I thought everybody was Big Meech. Niggas had diamond chains on, everybody had Lamborghinis and shit. That is when I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? I ain't never going. I think I stayed my first time I came out here. I was only supposed to be here for 5 days. I stayed out here for about 3.5 weeks. Kept pushing my Southwest ticket back. Like, nah, another week. And shit, I had the time of my life here.
What you think the difference is from the West Coast and down South?
First off, the Southern hospitality, that shit is true. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, my experience, don't get it fucked up. Like, niggas is nice, but niggas will rob you with a smile out this motherfucker, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, it's just the Southern hospitality, the black excellence, the black money, the black businesses. Like, I think it's a difference in women out here. They might hate it, but you know, it's like the women out here, the black women out here, they bosses.
Yeah,
a lot of women on the other side, they gimme, or you know, they're trying to win. You know,
we got some of them too, though.
I mean, it's a lot of them, but no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? But out here,
they outnumbered by the bitches that already have their own money. Bitches.
When I came out here, it's like my sister, the top nurse, all her friends is bosses. They own real estate, they own beauty salons, they own, and this was 15 years ago, and I'm like, damn, what you do? Your nigga not no basketball player? Your nigga not a trap nigga? Nah, I don't even have a nigga. This is what I do. I'm like, shh, okay. Yeah. You know, and I went back and I just compared the two. You know what I'm saying? But that all comes from the dynamics and the what do you call it, the geographics of the city and shit. It's like thousands of schools down here. So a lot of women that live in Atlanta, they not from Atlanta. They didn't came from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Chicago. I was meeting them because when I was out here, I was knocking everything down in every dorm. I had a key ring to every dorm and shit, like where I'm going tonight. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I was. But then, and then they just end up being Atlanta women. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They not going. There's a whole lot of opportunity.
Yeah, they're not going back.
Yeah.
So coming from Inglewood and coming from that whole dynamic and that whole setup. What was it like in the early years of Deuce 1-1?
Like in Inglewood?
Mm-hmm.
Sum it up, man. I was just a big old gangbanger. You know, I was a gangbanger. you know, drug dealer. Wasn't no big drug dealer. Like, I'll sell a little
Like, you want Pablo or no shit like
typical,
that.
Yeah. Typical hood nigga, gangbanger. But what separated me from everybody else, not to toot my own horn or nothing, I just knew when to leave. I knew when to go home. You feel me? I scratched off everything on the checkboard of what a gangster was supposed to mm-hmm. do. And I never went for the extra credit to put me in jail or have me fucked up, off tricked off the streets or something like that. And like 17, I moved to New York. And I was working for Def Jam and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how I knew Erica.
Right.
Erica, you know, she worked down the hall from me, and that was auntie.
Yeah.
You know, she ordered my food. She take me to Rutgers. She introduced me kind of like to New York. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I stayed shout out to Ebo. I stayed there for like 17, 18 months. Like, I got fired from Def Jam, you know what I'm saying, coming in late and shit. But they took care of me up there. And I moved back to L.A. Okay. But I didn't care about the Def Jam job. Like, I probably could have been a fucking Kaiser. I worked up under Kaiser. I worked up under Kevin Lyles. Lior. Kenneth Lane was my boss, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I worked for Island Def Jam in the promotion department, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't no nigga just putting flyers and shit up. I was doing accounts payable, accounts receivable at 17, you know what I'm saying? I was still a minor. So I didn't really care about that shit, though. Like, I wanted to go back home and get my bang on, you know what I'm saying? And I eventually got fired. I tried my best. I fired me. I came back home, started fucking up some more. As I fucking up some more, I got blessed to catch some plays in Vegas, you know what I'm saying? So then I moved to Vegas, right? That time when I was fucking up, yeah, I could have been dead or in jail. Boom, I shoot to Vegas.
Right.
Stay in Vegas. I stayed there for like almost 4 years, but then at once, it was like I met Suge there, I met Jeezy there, you know, I start coming to Atlanta. At once, I had a place in Vegas. I had a house in Vegas. I had a condo out here and an apartment in L.A. And okay. I'm juggling the two, but Atlanta just took over, and I said, man, fuck both of them spots. I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
What made you start to leave the city in the first place? Like,
money. Money. I really, like, when I left L.A. the first time, I was just on some shit, you know what I'm saying? I was on the run, juvenile hall shit, just fucking up. Mom's like, you gotta go, you know what I'm saying? So I caught a greyhound out there, and I had to find my way, you know what I'm saying? So I always say, New York taught me how to be a L.A. taught me how to survive. New York taught me how to be a man. Atlanta taught me how to get money. Vegas, Atlanta taught me how to get money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's basically, you know, what it was. So, yeah.
At what point did you become an official part of CTE back then? Like, what was the point, or what led up to that?
2006, 2007. Okay. You know, it was a lot of hanging out, and, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, I think I didn't get signed off no rap shit. Like, I wasn't hot. I wasn't a rapper like that. Mm. You know, I got signed probably just off being a blood nigga with a little bit of money and 50 niggas with me everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? On that side. So it was never about no rap shit. It was just about a look and a, you know, however you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? But as it started evolving to some rap shit, like, nigga, that's what I want to do.
Mm.
Then, you know, I got re-signed again, which, again, wasn't about no rap shit. It was about some gangster shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But they sugarcoated it as, let's re-sign him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay.
What you mean by re-sign? Re-sign.
My first deal, I ain't get no money. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get no money for my first deal. I just got a chain. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know the business.
Okay,
I signed the shit. They threw me a party at the Royale.
Yeah.
Jay was there.
Every
step of the way.
Wednesday night Royale.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't know shit about no business. I'm like, oh shit, the chain was more than me reading the contract. I'm like, nigga, I got a chain. I was fucking hoes and going to the clubs for 2 years. I didn't care about no
signed
for the lifestyle. Yeah. I wasn't tripping about no rap song. I didn't even make no rap songs.
Yeah.
I didn't never record out here. I was at Dirty South every night, and I never made a song in there until like 2009 or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So before I re-signed, I had to go back because I was fucking my money off. I had to figure out my money. Yeah, figure out that this nigga not finna take care of me. But this record is rap shit. I can't trust this rap shit. I gotta figure it out and still learn how to get money. I gotta learn how to rap. And then I got to learn the business.
Oh, you got signed and didn't even know how to rap yet.
Hell no. Like, I'm barely putting words together. Niggas will say that, oh, you know, your shit sound hard. But, man, I was making shit for my neighborhood.
Yeah.
No shit for everybody else. Like, niggas was going platinum out this motherfucker. I'm like, man, this is not no platinum material. Let me go back home and leave these fucking clubs. And clubs was the death of me, bro. Clubs fucked my career up. You know what I'm saying? The beginning.
Because
I was sidetracked. So, let me go home. Figure out how to make money, invest my money, into the music, learn how to rap, mm-hmm. and put project quality music out. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn. That took me 2-3 years. You know what I'm saying? So by the time they like, all right, come back. We need to re-sign you, man. Niggas is on my ass, man. We need like a real blood to say something. I'm like, yeah, all right. So I'm going to use that. Y'all using me. I'm finna use y'all. Okay.
Mm. We gonna renegotiate on my terms.
We gonna renegotiate. Now, I need this money up front. Ain't no like, you know, we gonna sign it. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So, we renegotiated. He threw me a little piece. I dissed like 5 niggas on the record, and I thought it was signed. You know what I'm saying? And I had like a record deal for like 2 months, and niggas catted off on me. You know what I'm saying? Left me in Atlanta with unsolved mystery beef, and I went back home. Like, man, this shit crazy, man. Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? So let me just go do what I do. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I just start having to go back home and just playing Atlanta, using Atlanta to my advantage. You know what I'm saying? And the record label to my advantage. You know what I'm saying?
Give us a story that when you came to Atlanta and you seen this shit to make you be like, man, this is shit. Like,
what you mean?
Like when you, like, say, Vince, if you come to, like, when I come to a city and I go to Roscoe's, I'll be like, I love goddamn this Roscoe. Every time I come, I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I just came from what's this shit called? The breakfast at Barney's? Oh nigga,
what? Oh, yeah, that's family.
Yeah, shout out to
Barney's. Did you get the big ass pancakes?
You got to get the Soul Rolls.
And you got to get the cake, the red velvet.
They on my Instagram talking about my DM, like, you ain't get the red velvet? Yeah. That pancake's a motherfucker.
Well, hell yeah, with
golden. I'm like, damn, nigga, I can't just get one pancake, nigga.
No, I'm trying, like, back then, being a young nigga, as soon as you come to the city, like, oh, but was it the bitches? Was it the club?
It was the bitches in the club. And then I had the juice, bro. I had, you know, Twin gave me the juice. Shout out to Twin. T-Win gave me the juice, like, huh? Because he was so tied in, bro. Like, it was like,
yeah.
I didn't even need him to go out. I didn't need Jeezy to go out. I had my own crew. Yeah. Flew a couple of my niggas out here. I'm wherever Bill Gates at.
Monday Night Miami.
Monday Night Miami. That was my favorite club. Shout out to Smurf.
Well,
that was my house. Every Monday.
Yeah, motherfuckers be going to church in the morning and to work in the morning. We coming out like, shit, Cristal bottles and that shit was like.
It was a great time to be alive, man.
It was a great time. That shit, it ain't even like that no more. We've been going out a little bit. Like the club, like I was at 112. I'm talking even Buckhead shit. We used to do like Havana, Frequency, fucking the Living Room, Babylon, all that shit. Like the first night I came, I was fucked up. I went to Visions, I went to everything.
I went
to everything on Far Road and Buckhead, and I was just fucked up. Like, bro, how we could eat chicken wings in the club, nigga? I thought that shit was like just some shit off Lil Jon was saying. Like, nigga, we eating in the club, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, okay, so my first night, I got into it with some hoes in Magic City because the bitch like, yeah, something.
Yeah.
And she dancing on me. So I'm like, I don't want no dance. Like, man, you feel me? But I look cool right now. You dancing in front of me. So me and Twin talking. Bitch turn around like, yeah, that'd be $75. Like, $75? I'm like, hey, Twin, this bitch talking about $75. Nigga, she got me fucked up. He like, bro, you let the bitch dance all on you? I'm like, he like, huh? I'm like, yeah, man, all these bitches get away from me. You know what I mean?
So I don't know the politics to this shit yet.
I don't know the politics to this shit. Yeah. And this ain't my city. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so after a while, when I moved here, I was just tied in. And it was just, like I said, for 2 years, I didn't make no song. I didn't make no music. Man, I was in these dorms.
You should keep talking about these dorms.
I'm telling you, I was on every campus out here.
Yeah.
Car key, other girls' car keys, house keys, roommate. I'm hitting roommates and everything. I went, man. Come on, bro. Atlanta.
Yeah.
That shit was something else for me. In them early to mid to late 2010 and all that. Yeah. I had a ball. Pink pony and all that.
Pink pony.
Niggas ain't know to go back to pink pony though. You feel me?
That when niggas might pop into about goddamn 3, 4, 5 clubs and like.
Niggas don't want to be seen with white night. Girls though. That's what it is. I went back there and got all them white girls. What? Y'all niggas don't want.
Hey, so how your people took it like when you left and you was gone?
Man, when I got to Atlanta, I was already gone. You know what I'm saying? I was already in Vegas. Like, I already had left twice.
No, I'm saying when you left the city, like, you went New York, wherever, like, when you first left at 17 to go to Death Jam.
Yeah, like, niggas a clown because I come back talking. Like, I remember when I came back, from New York, I come back, and I mean, the accent will rub off on you. Like, dog, like, you know what I'm saying? I have a little piece of New York accent. And when I came back from Atlanta, it was like, goddamn, and niggas like, goddamn, you country-ass nigga, you feel me? I'm like, okay. I mean, but that shit rub off on you, though,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You be around niggas all day, but when I first got here, I didn't know what niggas was saying. I'd just be nodding my head like, for sure. Like, yeah, all right, bro. Nigga cousin me to death. Everybody did it. The nigga at the motherfucking airport grabbed my bag. Okay, cuz. I'm like, look here, bro. All right, let me. I guess that's just what niggas say.
Yeah. Oh, you thinking?
That's all I do. Yeah. You feel me? Like, nigga, cuz you. Like, what you mean? Like, oh, okay. That's just something niggas say out. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't say that in New York. They sure don't say it in Vegas and L.A. unless you like a crip. You feel me? So it fucked me up for a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Who would you say is the realest rap nigga you met in the industry over your times? Like, one of the realest.
It's a few of them.
Or name a few of them.
It's a few of them.
That you vouch for, you salute, you know what I'm saying? Solid, you know what I mean?
Show Freddie Gibbs.
Gibbs, you know, shout out to Gibbs.
Gangsta Gibbs, yeah, shout out to him.
Me and Gibbs, I just seen him in L.A. We just got some food and shit together.
Yeah,
he had a kid with him and shit.
For Show Freddie, it's a few niggas. It's a lot of niggas that embraced me. Everybody that embraced me, that I still talk to today, is like, I consider, you know, Duct Tape embraced me. You feel me? In the city. I think these is one of the realest niggas in Atlanta, like on some Atlanta rap game shit. And niggas, them runts. look, bro, that shit was like, you feel me? I was like, damn, the way they move, it's like, that shit cold. Like,
yeah.
Like, so everybody that I was involved with over there, like, even on my side, the Mitchie Slicks, the Glass Malone, J-Rock, everybody, that embraced me and was like Mr. Fabs. Just everybody that I was rocking with, I feel like, you know, that I still talk to, you know.
What's the most valuable thing you learn? Like,
stay consistent.
Stay consistent.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody just told me to, yeah, man, there's 250,000 artists coming out every Friday. You know what I mean? Who to say you special with?
That's real, too.
Stay working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's a lot of
that streaming shit changed. That's what we were just talking about. The streaming shit ain't like, you ain't got to press up no CDs.
Yeah.
You just upload that shit and go.
It was like consistency. That was my weak point, because it'd be like, it take a little minute to make a project. Make the project, you got to figure out the strategy to dropping it. And then if you're not recording like that, you're going to wait 3, 4, 5 months and mm-hmm. then be like, damn, I'm falling off. I got to make another one. 2, 3, 4, 5 months to make it recorded. Another month to strategize it, drop it. Mm-hmm. And now you're a year behind 2, 3, 4 rappers and took your spot. And now you got to work double the harder. So I would just say, just stay rapping, stay dropping, and stay ahead of the game. Like lately, I just been ahead of the game, so I could drop anytime. You know what I'm saying? I want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've dropped 3 projects this year already, and you know, about 8, 9 videos and 6, 7 singles, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and this the year almost over, so I'm still got 2 more projects to go.
What's the biggest difference between the streets of the West Coast before and after you left? Like the streets of the West Coast when you were dead and you went and you traveled the world and, you know what I'm saying, went to different places.
Yeah.
And now that you came out, what do you think the biggest difference in the streets is?
I think it's no different. I think it's less hanging out in the hood and more social media shit.
That's everywhere.
Yeah. So it's nobody, like, niggas is outside, but they not outside. Like, I was outside. Like, we'd be have a spot and we in front of that spot. Like, I don't think, unless you like in LA, unless you like on the east side, them like the only niggas that's really like hanging out, like the east side, niggas in Watts and shit like that. And she know, look. Yeah, them niggas is, because it's just the way that they shit is shaped and how niggas is, you know, it's different. So I'm from the west side. Like, I'm probably like the first, one of the first neighborhoods when you come from the airport. You know what I'm saying? So it's just different. Like, my boy G Perico was over there, and I've been having him in my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? But he from Broadway. So the look of it, he said out his mind, like, man, bro, the look of it, it look nice as fuck over here. And where I'm at, is it look fucked up. But if you hang out long enough over here, you'll see niggas is on the same shit. It just look different. It look nicer over here. It ain't like a nice area, but it look better than fucking Broadway and shit, you know what I'm saying? And McKinley and Central and Avalon and all that. But niggas, everybody in LA on the same shit. It's just the you know, it's just the sections is different, though.
Think it's more dangerous back then or now?
I can't really say, because it's dangerous now because the fucking internet. You know what I'm saying? But it was dangerous back then because niggas identify, you identified the same way. Back then, they identify your colors. Now it's no colors and it's social media. So nigga would be like, damn, is that Woothy Woo? Hold up. Yeah, that is him. Let's get on him type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird. And then it's just weird. Niggas putting weird shit on the social media. I'm like, bro, if I wasn't a rapper, I wouldn't even be on that motherfucker. If I wasn't selling clothes or having a clothing store, if I wasn't selling shit or having to be on the internet, I wouldn't be on the internet. Niggas just start learning to take pictures. 10 years ago, it was like, nigga, get that camera out of my face. You feel me? Like, hold up. And now it's just the norm. You know what I'm saying?
You think it's kind of crazy? Do you ever see people you respect do some just shit you don't fuck with?
Shit, yeah, on social, shit. Yeah. Every day, the internet social media will fuck the realest nigga up.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
The realest nigga, facts. You think the realest gangster ass nigga, a facts. Bitch, and the internet will fuck a nigga up.
Facts.
Bro, this is what you.
Yeah, is that goddamn instant? Like what I would say, it's that instant. You can instantly be a fuck nigga before you get a chance to think. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Then you wake up in the morning and be like, damn,
I shouldn't even did that.
Nigga, whole life gone
nigga
down
the
drain.
That's why I say, bro. I done felt that vibe. I done been through it. I would never do
that. Nigga put their emotions on that motherfucker. I'm looking at a homie
caught up in that shit.
And he just like breaking it down, like, yeah, niggas be da-da-da-da. And nigga, my bitch is da-da-da-da. Nigga be subbing this bitch, be sleeping in the bed with her. Like, bro, what the fuck kind of nigga is you? Like, why would you put your personal shit? Why is you subbing on the internet about your personal life? Like, this is not for personal use. This is social media. Like, you want strangers to know how you feel? Like, I don't.
Right.
Once you put it on the internet, you give people the right to judge you.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? If you put a picture, like, niggas be getting mad, he put a picture up and somebody be like, but you look ugly here. You put that up? That for me to say that.
got comments.
Right? It's my opinion. Turn your comments off.
Turn your comments off.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, right or wrong, like, how you gonna tell me what to say?
Yeah. Like, the internet used to fuck me up in the beginning, though.
Me too.
Just off the comments. It'd be like a random motherfucker. Like, I remember the first time I was just like, all right, this shit is just way out of there. Nigga like, yeah, cuz music hard. I still kill that nigga on Crip. I'm like, damn. What made you do say that shit on a fucking YouTube comment, nigga? Like, okay, this shit, I had to zone it out. You know what I mean? I still get death threats and motherfuckers in my DM, you pussy, and all this other shit every day. Nigga got something to say. And sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I got time today. And I'll play with a nigga. I'll be on the plane boarding, like, yeah, I got time today, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck you, nigga. And then say something back, and I'll just be laughing. You know, it's funny. Yeah. And then I delete it, you know what I'm saying? And block them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But sometimes I'll just be like, yeah, ha ha, for sure. Do something, nigga.
What's some of the weirdest shit you done seen, like, going through this music shit?
Shit, man, niggas is weird, man. Like, the whole rap game is weird. Niggas think that it's like, it's a thin line between the streets and the rap game, but the same politics don't apply. Like, you know, all the tough shit is out the window now. Like, niggas be, like, all that Suge Knight, Debo type tactics, that shit don't work no more. Like, niggas be scared. You feel me? So... yeah, I don't know. I seen a whole lot of weird shit. I seen just niggas lie, and the toughest niggas that I thought that was them niggas end up not being them niggas. You know what I'm saying? And then you just figure out that it's all industry and all rap. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just don't even want to listen to nigga music no more. A few rappers I done ran into and be like, damn, I grew up off of this nigga. Nigga just be a weird ass J-Cat ass nigga, and it'd be like, nigga, I never
play a big ass disappointment
shit. Never play this nigga shit in my shit no more. Like, nigga say on Miss Society, nigga, that shit gets no play in my rock. Like, no more. That's out. So there's been a few rappers I done ran to like, man, that nigga ain't it.
Oh, like, that's why I always tell nigga, like, don't try to meet your favorite rapper on a personal level.
You do not try to meet your favorite.
Meet him, get a picture.
Trying to have, like, an actual interaction.
Yeah, like you trying to be friends.
It's going
to
break your heart.
That shit going to break your heart.
That's a T.I. quote.
Every time. Damn.
Huh?
When T.I. said, break your heart, you find out your favorite rapper lame as hell. T.I. quote from Trap Music.
Yeah.
Break your heart when you find out your favorite.
And rap lame as hell.
Real shit. It do though, bro. You can't
do.
It hurt. Yeah. It hurt.
Bro, nigga be saying some shit so real, bro. You be like, this nigga gotta be
right.
That nigga. Right. Gotta be like this.
Right, right.
And you meet him, bro. You meet him, man. Nigga be nervous.
Exactly.
You a bitch. Why you blinking so much, bitch?
Oh, bro. Come on.
Nigga ain't finna slap you.
Yeah, nigga be looking backwards and shit like, yeah, man. I'm like, hold up, nigga. We not finna do nothing to you. We, nigga, you the guy.
Right. I'm really on some groupie shit down there. Really on some goddamn. My boy right here. You goddamn fidgeting on a motherfucker.
I've been starstruck a couple times by some motherfuckers, but they end up being them niggas that I thought they was. Two people I ever was starstruck over. It was Master P and Kobe.
Mm.
And in Master P, I was like,
hard choices.
P solid though.
What, P that nigga?
Yeah,
but
P
it was
solid.
like I walked in the room, I'm like, nigga, that's P. He like, yeah, I told you it was here. I'm like, nigga, you just said P, nigga, but that's P, nigga. So I'm like, then he like, what's up, homie? I'm sitting there froze up. And then I'm like, oh, nigga, what's up? He like, yeah, man. And then security end up knowing me. You know what I'm saying? He like, yeah, nigga, that nigga, Geisha, nigga, that nigga's a blood from over.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, nigga, yeah, that's P. So we chopped it up, and then I met Kobe out here. Actually, I met Kobe. It was me, Convict, Boo, Jeezy, Twin, Coach. We all go to – we in Dirty South one night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Boo come in like, yeah, nigga, we finna go to the party and shit. I'm like, ah, I'm just hanging. I'm just randomly pulled up, and I'm going with them niggas. We go to some big-ass house party, like a big-ass house party. And it was Buckhead Hills somewhere. I didn't even know Buckhead had heels and shit, right? So we in there, and I guess the Hawks played the Lakers that night. The Lakers played the Hawks that night. And it was just a big-ass mansion. It was popping, right? So when we go in, and the sections was in the basement, though. Like, bro, this shit was lit. Crazy. We walk in, and I'm like, nigga, that's Kobe, nigga. With I forgot, Sasha and the other, the Paul Gasol, all them niggas in there, right? With they Laker outfits on and all that. So we go to the section, and And Jeezy like, damn, I should tell that nigga. I said, you want to meet that nigga? I'm like, I want to meet the nigga. So nigga, swear to God, bro, I walks over. I'm finna bring that nigga over here. I walk over to the section, walk in Kobe's section. Nigga like, hey, what's up? Fool, I'm 211. I'm from Inglewood. Woo. And the nigga was a real nigga. Like, oh yeah, okay. I know about Inglewood. I know Woody. We get to chopping it up. But I'm sitting there as he talking back. I'm like, nigga, this Kobe Bryant, nigga. What the fuck? Yeah. Like, and then I'm like, yeah, nigga. Hey, nigga, Jeezy want to meet you, nigga. Come on, you finna come over here with me.
Get over here.
He like, come on, let's go. Hey, tap Sasha. And yeah, come on, we finna now walking through the club with Kobe. Like, nigga, yeah. Okay, the velvet rope. Like, yeah, and introduce Kobe to Jeezy. Yeah, the nigga stayed in our sections, nigga. We drink a rosé, nigga. I'm going up. I'm like, well, I'm scared. This before social media, though. So, but you know, 5 girls and shit, I would have been like, nigga, what, nigga?
Yeah!
Take another picture. Hey, screen, hold on. Take some pictures for me and shit. You know how you pass the phone and nigga be like, nah, I ain't taking no pictures. Nigga, yeah. Kobe like, nah, blood, you said take a picture. You said take this picture, nigga. Yeah. But yeah, shit, I met Kobe out here, nigga, and I was like, I was starstruck. I'm the only two niggas I ever been starstruck over.
Yeah, Nip birthday just part like shook the West Coast when that shit happened.
Yeah, that was tragic, bro. That shit was tragic. I remember the day that shit happened. So yeah, I was at the homie Joe Moses gender reveal on the beach, and you know the phones really don't work on the beach. So niggas is like, hey, when I walk to the boardwalk, they like my phone just boom 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 boom. Nipsey got shot. Nipsey got killed. Nipsey got shot. Nipsey got killed. So I'm like, what? So I'm like, I'm just praying. I'm like, damn, I hope a homie ain't do that shit because this finna fuck the city up. I immediately call my relative like, bro, close the store until we figure something out. And by the time I drove from the valley to from the beach to the valley, I was living in the valley at that time. The internet gave the nigga up, though. Like, the internet, you feel me? Police ain't have to do nothing, but
shit crazy.
You know what I'm saying? The whole story came out and the video and all that shit came out in 40 minutes. Nigga.
That shit would have been two different colors. That shit would have never stopped.
Bro, that shit be going on right now.
Never stopped.
Ugly. It'd be ugly. So I was just praying, like, you know, that like a blood didn't do it. Because then it'd be, like, right, like, in the city, the shit is sectioned off, like, okay, it's like a neighborhood card. You know what I'm saying? And if you neighborhood, you don't get along with Gangsta Crip or Hoover. You know what I'm saying? And then certain bloods fuck with Gangsta Crips and Hoovers to go against neighborhoods and East Coast and certain other Crip gangs. So it's like a territorial thing. So I think if that would have happened, it would have just been like, nigga, bloods against Crips again. You feel me? It ain't no, I think everybody would have just been like, nigga, it's just Crip. You feel me? Yeah, yeah. Red or blue or bloods or Crips, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't no more politics.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
so they shit still like, but the city show them real love.
Nah, that, nigga was a different, type of nigga, bro. Like, even with me, like, you know, our neighborhoods is rivals. So it's like a 40-year rivalry. You know what I'm saying? And he was just a different kind of nigga to be like when I run into him, it was never none of that. What's up, bro? I remember I met that nigga one time at a Ross and Trina concert. First time. This is really the second time I met him because I had already had knew him and shit. And I'm like, we had just gotten to some shit earlier that week. So I'm not out on no party shit. We out looking for these niggas that we got into it with. We on some shit, you know what I'm saying? And he happened to walk across the street. As my homies is like, nigga, they turned up, right? Ready on some shit. I'm like, damn, why didn't they have to come across the street like right now? He come across the street and with the full respect, Mo, what's up, too? He's called me Too Elezy. He like, Too Elezy, what's happening?
Yeah.
And shook my hand and shook all 10 niggas' hands. What's up? Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, ooh. I'm like, damn, okay. It's just the respect level was just too so powerful for that nigga. And every time I ran into him, it was the same. Whether I was by myself and he be 50 deep or I'm 50 deep and he by himself, it was the same. You know, and niggas, some niggas don't act like, some niggas would be deep and catch you by yourself and be like, yeah, what's up, nigga? And be different, you know what I'm saying? With the extra, yeah, nigga, yeah, duh, all that tough shit, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
he was just different. And we'll have certain conversations, you know what I'm saying? Quick conversations. Man, it was just, yeah, it was love with that nigga.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
What happened with the Suge shit? You getting up?
Shit. I talked to him maybe 2018 was the last time I talked to him.
I just talked to Suge 3 days ago on the phone. Yeah. My nigga, you fuck with Stack?
The Stack?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Stack.
Yeah, not Stat Fives. Stat, he just got out. He got locked up down. He did 3 years. I'm going to show you a page.
No,
he put him on the phone the other day.
Man, that nigga probably be out in 3 years, 2 years. Because he got 28 years. But, you know, I mean, who the fuck finna cop out to 28 years that fast? You know what I'm saying? So, of course, when he talked to me, like, man, the law's about to change. You know what I'm saying? And the law's changed. So, a nigga might get, like, 11 years knocked off. And what was that, 2015? It's already been... It's 6-7 years already. You might do 3-4 more years and you be home. You know what I'm saying? Mm. By the time you're 60. Mm. And my uncle the same age. He like 57 right now, something like that. So he might come home at 60. Mm. That's one of the realest niggas I met.
He's still active.
What? Still active. He put me on. Like I was with Suge before. I was on death row before I was on CTE. That's how Jeezy was like, well, shit. Yeah, you know, if that shit don't work out over there, you know, you got a home over here. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm rapping over here, but nigga, this up in the air. I'm artist development over here. You feel me? Trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Suge laced me all the way up.
What's some of the crazy shit you seen over there that you can talk about when you go fucking with Death Row? They be having a lot of stories about their studio over there.
Petey Pablo was a burnt out nigga.
You said a burnt out nigga.
He just burnt. He was like, he was a different kind of nigga. I think he was trying to be too.
Hold on, Petey Pablo was on Death Row.
Yeah,
really?
Petey Pablo from North Carolina.
I know. I thought he was a Timberland and shit. I know. Yeah, I thought he was a Timberland.
He get out there on the XXL magazine. Oh, okay. It's like 2004.
Damn, what you mean
burnt out? What you mean by burnt out?
Wild. I think that Tupac. When you get up under Suge, bro, you start feeling like Tupac. Then you had like Mikey Rue used to be over there, and it was a gang. Like the nigga Suge is really a gang member. Like that nigga's not no fucking. He a CEO nigga, but that nigga's a gang member. He just like me, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the company he keep is real members. Like these niggas is some niggas. So it's like if you hanging around that, you gonna start feeling like, nigga, I'm Tupac and I got Death Row with me. And I think that's what Petey Pablo, he started smacking motherfuckers and shit, all random civilians and shit.
What Hammer do?
Tupac, huh?
What Hammer do?
Well, who?
Hammer. MC Hammer.
Ah, shit, I ain't never met Hammer.
He was signed to
Public. That was way before when I was a kid.
He signed Death Row.
I was probably on the third Death Row. Like, it was the first Death Row. Then it was the second Death Row with, like, Left Eye, Eastwood, and Crooked Eye and them. Mm. And then that shit died out. And then he tried to build a third Death Row with Petey Pablo, me, Squeegru. He had Corrupt still a little bit. Kind of. Not really, though, but... Yeah, and then Corrupt Little Brother and then was kind of over there, you know what I'm saying, Roscoe and all them. So when I got over there, it was like it was shifting, but Petey Pablo thought he was the nigga. And then he just turned into, he thought he was Tupac. And then Suge got shot, and then all them niggas disappeared. Everybody, I never even heard of Petey Pablo. I wouldn't know what that nigga looked like if he walked in the door. You feel me? I ain't seen him since then.
Oh, you say when Suge got popped, they got now?
When he got shot in Miami. Yeah. He disappeared. You know what I'm saying?
At a party and some shit.
Yeah, at a party and shit. I ain't talked to him for like some about a year almost. And then, you know what I mean? Me and Jeezy linked up. Twin linked me and Jeezy up, brought me in. And then maybe a year later, I think we all met back up in the Caesars. And him, Jeezy and Suge and Big U had a convo. And I just remember like, Suge, like, nigga, this is my little nigga. You feel me? Like, you better take care of that nigga. Whoa, whoa, man. Jesus be like, yeah, man, I got him. He with me. You taking care of him. I'm like, oh, it's on. You feel me? I'm going back to Atlanta with y'all niggas. You feel me? And that was that.
We had Kinky B up here.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with Kink?
Shit, man, Kink's solid. I just talked to him the other day. I'm solid with everybody from CTE but that nigga. Feel me?
What nigga?
I don't,
we ain't gonna do that because niggas be thinking we be trying to goddamn, man.
Yeah,
but get your shit off.
On fuck that nigga campaign.
Yeah, we ain't on that. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't fuck with him.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? Because niggas wasn't what I thought it was. You feel me? You know,
what
happened? $500,000.
Yeah, I had $500,000 deal that he cease and desist on me after he had a meeting about, you know, why Walker getting 30,000 and ain't nobody in this room can't get no shit. And Puller really bucked at him like, nigga, what the fuck you mean, nigga? This your fault. You feel me? Shit, Gucci, you say,
you say what? Slow down. You say what?
So we had a mandatory meeting. It was at 19th Street Studio one time. And I thinking it was about some shit. And niggas is like, why? Oh, yeah, Walker getting 30,000 a show. Why none of my artists getting 30,000 a show? Puller buck, nigga, like, nigga, what you mean? They putting that nigga on the platform. Like, what you talking about? You ain't nobody on no platform over here. Niggas on mixtape songs. And he like, oh, well, that's what we in here for. And I ain't giving out no money, which he wasn't giving out no money anyway. And we going to use the brand and the name to get money. So I'm like, what? Ding, ding, ding. Nigga, I'm waiting on the green light on that. I go to SMC and get a, you know, this is when independent and streams is starting. Don't none of these niggas know nothing about this, right? I'm the one had got Freddie on independent shit because he seen me go through this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Niggas didn't know about independent, and that was like a bad thing. Only nigga that was independent was Jim Jones, and they was getting $7 to $11 a record, and niggas didn't know how to do this. You know what I'm saying? So I go to the Bay, which Silicon Valley was starting these, which is Empire, which is motherfucking TuneCore, which is all these is not fucking record labels. These is
distribution.
It's distribution, but it's a computer like company, like it's a data company. It's not a record label. I mean, they record labels now, but they know the DPS and the, you know what I'm saying, they know how to do it. So make a long story short, I'll click up with them. Niggas talking about they gonna give up $390 for half these songs that's already out on the CT or nothing CD that's out for free, and then I'm the only nigga showing up to the sessions at Hot Beats plugging my hard drive up. Nobody has these songs. The engineer ain't paid. I had to pay the engineer to get the rest of the songs. You know what I'm saying? So I'm politicking these songs, and the niggas, they send me like $10,000 to mix them, right? So I mix them. They sent me some more money just to make sure. And I'm like, bro, send the $390. You know what I'm saying? And it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I come back and tell him, and he like, yeah, man, let's do it. And, you know, but I'm sure you can get some more. So in the midst of my negotiation, I guess they must have do a write-up on that side. You know what I'm saying? And he hear about it, and they send a cease and desist to the whole shit.
What you mean they do a write-up? What you mean?
They do a write-up about a USDA project that, you know what I'm saying, that might come out or might not come out.
Oh, so the project that you negotiated with them was for you?
Me, Bull Rossini, Slick Puller, and Young Jeezy as a feature. It was USDA, you know what I'm saying? But I guess if he's not making the deal, or I don't know, bro. Like, I'm trying to get some money.
Oh, so basically he just probably didn't want to put his face on that shit.
His face wasn't on it. All the songs is featuring that nigga. You know what I'm saying? USDA wasn't him. USDA was me, Slick Puller, Jeezy, and Boo.
You took that as what?
What you mean? I took that as fuck you. You know, and my shit is like, nigga, I can't get no money with you. This is the last straw, bro. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying, nigga? And at the time, I was broke as a motherfucker. I'm fucked up. And I'm way out here, nigga, in a whole nother city. Like, nigga, man, fuck you, nigga. I'm gone, nigga.
So you feel like you went out and worked the play, brought the play back to the table, and didn't get it stamped.
And I didn't need to get it stamped. I just needed to, for a nigga, he said cease and desist. Like, nigga, this is not even your shit. You cease and desist these songs, but you kind of own every song, though. Like, kind of, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't a track list out or what, none of that shit out. You just cease and desist the whole shit and had Def Jam and all these people calling, like, man, anything on with that nigga on there, no.
Basically.
So you ain't trying to have a conversation about that?
Hell yeah, I was calling the nigga number. I'm calling King. He told them niggas that he don't know nothing about it. Then they had a whole meeting about me talking about I stole $170,000 from the nigga, some shit like that. And I'm like, what, man? Look, bro, if I had $170,000, I'd be on Twitter with all the money. Like, nigga, fuck all you niggas. Nigga, you come do something.
With cash?
I don't know what they said I had. No, they didn't say I stole it from them. They said he said I got the money from these people, and I just kept all the money. Like, nigga, that was the 170 wasn't even the number. It was 390 that we was all supposed to get. And I'm supposed to break this shit up with your artist. Nigga, he not my artist. I could have kept all that shit. And signed the paperwork and kept all that shit and been like, nigga, fuck everybody.
So why they ain't send the money? You should just got that money.
I got a dub, you know what I'm saying? But it was in the midst of it, and they did a write-up, and yeah, it was just some weird shit.
Or they did a write-up like saying it, like announcing it, basically.
Yeah, kind of announcing it. Like
before they sent the money, though.
Before they sent the money, like, oh, yeah, this deal can go through.
So they fucked the play up, basically.
They fucked the play up.
Basically, it was like a nigga intercepted your play that wasn't even his plug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Type shit, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
And then when I called, like, let's figure out the negotiation, like, niggas wouldn't answer my phone, niggas dead at me, nigga told everybody to stop talking to me, and all type of shit, so... I ain't seen niggas or talked to certain motherfuckers since then, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's crazy.
What 211 on now, man? You got some different businesses going on. You got a lot of positive things going on.
What about this store? I want to know about this store because I need some shit. Like,
the Level Up store, like, you know what I'm saying? I got the hottest store in L.A. Like, my shit booming. I'm fucking over the mall. I'm fucking over some shit out there, you know what I mean?
Location.
I got the, it's in Inglewood. It's in my neighborhood. 1409 Cinella Avenue, right next door to the Service Spoon. I got everything in there. I got all the drip, Home Fiend, Bape, all the Yeezys, all the little shoes and all that shit. So it's going crazy.
Booming.
I ain't even going front. That shit booming.
Better than anything you ever sold.
Huh?
You say like better than anything you ever tried.
Yeah, it's going stupid right now.
That's hard.
And then you got music that you say you're dropping. You dropped two already this year, right?
I dropped two this year. Mm-hmm. I dropped a few singles, you know. Been dropping videos, crazy, just going up, you know.
So where can people check you at? Like your YouTube, Instagram.
Yeah, my Instagram at 211. That's on all of them, and I got my YouTube page. I'm on all streaming platforms. Going crazy. Also got a clothing line, Visionary Clothing. Visionary line. I got some on.
What's up?
I got some on.
Shout out to Carbon, though. Carbon. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This was the socks.
I ain't planning on coming through, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, this kind of like, I ain't going to say last minute because I was on it, but you know what I'm saying? I ran out. I just brought shit for myself.
And then Carbon called me later here in the night. 211 here, man. Get
on
me.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Come on.
That's mandatory. That's mandatory. Yeah, so, you know, y'all family, man. I got to pull up on y'all.
Oh, for sure. Aww. Always welcome, though.
Most definitely. Yeah. Major salute. Yeah. Any final words for the people, the streets, the Big Facts supporters?
Man, shit, man. You know, I'm just proud of Big Facts, man. Y'all going viral out here. Y'all doing y'all thing. You know what I mean? And shit, I'll be staying tuned. I'll stay watching, you know? Big Snow Patrol OG. My boy on the big screen going dumb. You know what I mean? Big J still out here going hard. You know, Scream still a guy. You know? So I'm honored, man.
Much love, bro. You know that.
That's what it is. Now, major salute. 211 pulling up the Big Facts. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute. Big shouts out to Carbon 15, too. Salute.
Yeah. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.